What is the greatest question mankind can ask? Well, let's find out today and the answer. That's right here from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you again to our Jay Webb for his kind words and greetings. Hello, everyone. So good to have you with us for our broadcast here from International Gospel Hour. Wherever you may be listening to our broadcast, we've honored that you have chosen to be with us. Some time back, I had a homeschool mama, or as I like to call them, make-a-home moms, tell me we use your daily broadcast, such as this one, for our chapel or devotional time as we begin our day. I am so thankful it can be of good use, and hope that you find it useful in your daily studies. Wherever you may be listening to us, thank you for tuning in to our broadcast from International Gospel Hour. In Hebrews 11 and verse 4, the Bible speaks in that wonderful chapter of faith about Abel. And the Bible speaks of Abel and his sacrifice and how by faith he offered that sacrifice to God. And then it says, by it he being dead yet speaks. In other words, Abel's life still speaks. When we go and look at his life, we're able to follow that pattern. Today we are blessed that a number of Christians who have passed on continue to speak in one way or another. There are preachers that continue to speak through the tools that they have left behind. How blessed we are to hear the speaking of preachers of days gone by, and from time to time here on the International Gospel Hour, we turn back the clock for their outlines of yesteryear. Sermons that still speak today, although the beloved servant that proclaimed the word has gone onward to his reward. He passed in 1972. As of this broadcast, by the time you're hearing it, that's been 52 years. But Brother W. A. Bradfield was a faithful gospel preacher in Churches of Christ, and he worked for a number of years with Fried Hardeman College. He was well known for his powerful delivery of lessons. And some time ago, a dear beloved friend, Andrew Irwin, who as a matter of fact is the editor of the Gospel Gleaner, which we mention from time to time here on our broadcast, Brother Irwin wrote the autobiography of Brother W. A. Bradfield, You've Been a Good Brother, Willie. And from that booklet, we were able to just be thrilled with the outlines that were submitted that Brother Bradfield preached many years ago. So I want to pause and say a very special thank you to our good brother and friend, Andrew Irwin. I will also add, please go to gospelgleaner.com, that's gospelgleaner.com, and take a free subscription of the Gospel Gleaner. Now, it's only available by email, but if you go to gospelgleaner.com and fill out the information, you'll receive that paper 4 times a year. And again, we're thankful to Brother Irwin and his good work there, and the work that we're going to look at today as we consider a lesson from days gone by, man's greatest question. And for the next few moments, I want to defer to our Jay Webb, who will tell you about another publication available online. Here is our Jay Webb.
Please check out our fellow laborers at housetohouse.com, an outstanding website for topic research, an excellent media section, and some free materials. While there, please request a free copy of House to House, Heart to Heart. Check it out today at housetohouse.com.
Man's greatest question. There are many great questions that are in the Bible, and there are questions that are asked many times of God throughout the Scripture. A question such as, what is man? Or, if a man dies, shall he live again? How about, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? But there are great questions that probably would be built shall we say, the same question, but asked differently. Man's greatest question, from Acts 16:31, what must I do to be saved? Well, friends, we note from Acts the 16th chapter, beginning with verse 31, that he was an unbeliever because he was told to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and he would be saved, and he and his house. And the Bible says that they continued to teach him and to instruct. Well, he had to be told what to believe. It's interesting to see that upon his faith that he was baptized shortly thereafter, the same night, same hour. What must I do to be saved? He was told to believe, but in understanding belief, he knew he needed to be baptized into Jesus Christ. We understand, too, that he very well repented, he and his household. Does the Scripture say that he repented? Well, friends, he brought a repentant heart to those apostles, did he not? And would that not also parallel with what was taught earlier in the book of Acts, when another question was asked, similar to the jailer's? Men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2:37. Now, unlike the jailer, who was an unbeliever, the Jews on Pentecost were believers in God. They already believed in God. They believed in what was being preached, and they were told to repent and be baptized. Acts 2, verse 38. Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you know, that day about 3,000 souls did that very thing. They that received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 2 and verse 41. Another question, very similar to what the jailer asked in Acts 16:31, and what was asked on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2:37, is a question in Acts 8 and verse 36, when that eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Now, friends, that's interesting. I mean, the eunuch was a penitent believer. He believed in God. Here's water. What hinders me? What did Philip tell him in Acts 8:37? "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." They commanded that chariot to stand still or stop. And they went down into the water that he saw, and he was baptized right there and then. He was simply told to confess Christ and he could be baptized. Now we must ask a question. Do you suppose this eunuch repented? Well, friends, if Philip taught him Jesus Christ, he had to teach repentance. For did not Jesus teach repentance in Luke 13, 3 and 5? And was that not part of their answer on the day of Pentecost? What about another question, quite similar, in Acts 22 and verse 10, when the Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, was telling them about his conversion. And he asked on the road to Damascus, "What shall I do, Lord?" Now we know that Saul was a penitent, confessing believer. After all, he just called Jesus Lord, and we know of his faith in God for all that he did against Christ. He sincerely thought he was doing so in defending God and Judaism. But when Ananias came to him, what were the words that Ananias told him in Acts 22:16? "Saul, why do you tarry? Why do you wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And he did so immediately. Now, friends, when we look at man's greatest question, it deals with salvation. What must I do to be saved? Now, each was given a different answer because they were at different places along the road in life. But they all did exactly the same thing. They believed in Christ. They repented of their sins, changing their decision, changing their direction, confessing Jesus Christ by faith, and were baptized into Christ for their sins to be washed away, Acts 22:16, and for their sins to be remitted, Acts 2, verse 38. Friends, whenever someone will ask us here from International Gospel Hour, "Mr. Archie, what must I do to be saved?" I will simply go to the Scriptures just as we did in this broadcast. We must go to God and believe in Him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Yes, friends, we must repent of our sins or change our hearts and decision and direction, as Jesus commanded in Luke 13:3-5. We confess our faith as the eunuch did in Acts 8:37 and as Jesus commanded in Matthew 10:32-33. And then, yes, friends, we are to be baptized into Christ for our sins to be washed away, Acts 22:16. Baptism is a command, Mark 16:16. And they did so that very day, each and every time in the Scripture. That's what one must do to be saved, and one is added to His church. Friends, we want you to make that decision, but we also realize that sometimes we need to think and study to make certain that our lives are right. I'm going to pause here and offer you another opportunity to continue your studies with an online study from the Scripture, and here is our J-Web with the details.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
Friends, man's greatest question deals with the salvation of his soul, for eternity is hinged on the salvation of man's soul. If he declines to obey God, he will be lost. If he will obey the gospel, he will be saved. And we want to help you with that study, and if you have further questions, please reach out to us at International Gospel Hour. We'll be glad to help you all that we can. And let's continue our studies together at another time. Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast right here. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
Oh.